close the ramp. Get us moving.
It's a two-seater. You're up front with me. Strap in and...
Don't worry. I won't touch anything.
Disengaging. Please ensure you have appeased the machine spirit.
Hold on.
Oh, we're out.
Such a wind. Hard to keep her straight. Ah!
Throne of terror. So that's a warp storm. It looks like tentacles reaching across the city. We need to get ahead of it. Can't you move any faster?
I need to make it through these towers first. If I get any higher right now, we'll be blasted to pieces. Raindrops running down the canopy.
Pull out, Crucius!
It's a face. Her face.
Pull up! Damn it!
Passenger 2, please re-secure your restraints.
Give me that stick, Crucius.
Oh, Mother. Mother, forgive me.
Let go, damn you!
Throne, what have I done?
Crucius! I'm pulling up, but I can't fly this damn thing! Help me!
What? What was that?
A great bolt of lightning!
Auger and Commissary damaged.
What are you doing?
I'm about to get us killed! Take the damn stick!
Back to your seat!
Warning! Planetary atmosphere without proper clearance.
I don't. Greta!
What?
I can still hear her.
Warning. This craft has sustained severe damage. Repairs are advised to ensure hull integrity upon entering space.
It's trapped in my head! I can't block it out!
Crucius, take my hand. You can't hear anything. Not up here! Whatever you think you heard, you left it behind. Look, nothing up here but stars and darkness.
Servo pilot and distress beacon initialized.
We're safe for now. Only now we need to think about what happens next. Where are you going?
Need to check we have rations. This is just a maintenance ship, no warp engines. We can't contact the Exodus shuttle, but we've enough fuel to get us to the Hag's Teeth.
There's a Militarum channel that runs right through there.
You know it?
I was responsible for supplying the scout vessels that passed that way.
We're in luck. Enough rations here for...
Crucius?
It's nothing. Just echoes in my head.
It's gone. We're floating in space. There's nothing out here but you and me.
There's something outside.
Don't be ridiculous. We're in space.
Stefan? My son, let me in.
No! No, it won't leave.
Crucius, ignore it. It's only real if you accept it. Shut it out.
Don't leave me out here, Stefan.
Out of my way!
Not after what you've done to me.
I'm on my way.
Crucius, that's the manual override to the door.
Forgive me.
Crucius, don't! Don't make me do this!
Mother! Mother! Mother!
She was never there, Crucius.
You could have brought me to my senses without shooting me in the leg, Greta. Greta? I understand. Were I the one in the custody of an Imperial interrogator, I would have done the same.
Get your hand out of your jacket.
The only pistol I have is the one you hold in your hands. Look! It's just a vox-corder. See? Please, just let me do this. Message to Inquisitor Aatrox from Interrogator Stefan Crucius. Code 36 Delta 5. Mission report. Achieved exodus with target Adept Greta Vern, but received mortal lazwound from Excessium inmates. It is only thanks to the loyal efforts of Adept Vern and the divine will of He on Terra that I survived this long. Interview was conducted en route. Target is innocent of all charges. Innocent! I trace the error to her by mistake and hereby absolve her of all charges. Forgive me, Master. May the throne receive me. There. Just give that to the Militarum when they find you. They won't ask any further questions. Once you're back in port, you'll be reassigned. Now, please understand. You must spare me this indignity.
Not yet.
What do you mean? I've just pardoned you. Everything you need is on that vox corner. Finish me.
But you have yet to hear my confession.
What?
I vowed to survive long enough to deliver it. I vowed to tell you the truth. And I want to see your face when you hear it. I'll take that vox corder, thank you. This will certainly make things easier.
So, I was right after all. You are a heretic agent. The Emperor's wrath shall follow you till you...
I am no heretic. I am Greta Vern, a scribe of the Administratum. And I'll thank you to keep your hand away from whatever blade you have hidden in your boot.
Truth is, Adept. It's not an easy thing, killing a man. Not at this range. You've been buried in scrolls and ledgers your whole life. You don't know what it feels like to put a lasbolt through a man's skull in cold blood. Close enough to see the look of surprise, the smell of burnt hair. The first one stays with you, believe me. That's why my master pressed me so quickly onto the second, and the third, and the fourth, to get it over with. You don't stop feeling sick until you've killed over a dozen, believe me.
And how many have you killed over the years, Interrogator Crucius?
Hundreds.
Is that all? I thought your master had made more of a man of you. It's true. I haven't had your training, Crucius. Perhaps that's why I didn't stop feeling sick until I killed my first 5,000?
5,000? Your first? What do you mean?
Of course, by the time I'd killed 10,000, I was really starting to enjoy it.
You misfiled only a single casket of requisition scrolls. You caused the death of 1,000 Militarum troops. One!
Truth is, Interrogator, I've misfiled a few more caskets than that, all of which appear to have eluded your detection.
How many?
When you've worked for the Administratum for a while, when you've had the protocols ground into your brain day after day, then you'll know exactly which stamps to add, which safeguards to bypass.
How many?
5 or 6 a day, for a year at least.
You said it was an accident.
The first was an accident, the very first. Long before the storm arrived. Well over a year ago now. Throne. But I was terrified when I realized what I'd done. the sound of my heart bursting in my ears. Stomach churning so hard, I thought I was gonna throw up. Hands shaking so badly I couldn't type a word. It was the first time that I'd felt anything. It was like waking up. It was like that scriptorium was a tomb in which they'd laid me to rest, and suddenly I'd woken to find myself surrounded by the dead. Vacant eyes glinting around me in the candlelight. Shrunken, pale faces wrapped in grey shrouds, all of them toiling in purgatory. It was fear that helped me cover my tracks. It brightened everything. I could see where I was, what I was doing, so clearly. Suddenly, I could see just how broken it all was, how open to abuse the systems were by anyone. Were they but awake enough to see it? Had they not been sedated by their decades of labor? That first genuine accident, that was a rations allotment to troops at the Purge of Stalos 12. I checked the mission statements. 84 casualties due to starvation. No one seemed to notice. No one came after me. Well, if the officials had complained, their papers must have gotten lost in the system, the way they usually do. I was left haunted by the thought of having killed almost 100 men and women with a single stroke of my quill. I realized then that I finally had something which had been denied me all my life. Control. Oh, but wasn't that a revelation? It hit me like lightning. Thus awakened, I could never go back to sleep. The days groaned on, and I hungered to feel it again. I yearned to feel that spark once again, until I could hold my cravings back no longer. No, no, Crucius. You're not dead yet. You can bleed all you want. But you can't go until you've finished listening. Come on, let's sit you up. There. How's this with me sat next to you? All right? Now, where was I? Oh yes, the Litany of Supplies. That was it. I submitted several litanies of supply across several campaigns so as not to alert High Command. A shortage of vehicle fuel here, a batch of faulty grenades there. Just enough to cause a disadvantage. Maybe an explosion or two. Nothing that couldn't be put down to the efforts of the enemy. Well, that went on for a while, but you're right. You get bored, don't you? You want to get more creative, exert more control. And that's when I really got going. I cancelled, I don't know how many salvage orders for containers full of faulty weapons and vehicles, redirected them all to troops under siege. I calculated which food supplies would be inedible by the time they arrived on the front. And off they went. How many did you say had to be executed for cannibalism? I have to say, that possibility never occurred to me. What a wonderful thought! The Imperium eating itself! How poetic. And so for all those clerical errors, you found only one. It appears I have underestimated the efficiency of the Imperium. But seriously, Crucius, that one catastrophe you detected, that's merely a taste of the havoc I have wrought. Think of that. That I've killed more than some of the Imperium's most intrepid warriors, and I did it without leaving my desk. don't look at me like that. You think I'm mad, don't you? Like those wretches in the Excessium. No. Not quite. Whatever I am, it's not my fault. We are what they made us, aren't we? That's what that thing in the rain wanted me to see. It wanted me to see what I was. You see, I know that if I were to look out of that porthole up there, that I would see them. All the men and women whose deaths I contrived. I'd see them out there. Billions of them. Drifting in space. Their armor frozen. Faces blue. Eyes glazed with frost. A galaxy of the dead. But I won't look. I won't accept. No, 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 no! I am stronger than that. Stronger than you, eh? Look at you slouching there. I'm sure your master taught you better than that. Let's sit you up again, shall we? You said there was a few weeks ahead of us before pickup. Well, I'll need someone to talk to. I need someone to hear this. I need someone to ask me why. Go on. Go on. Ask me why. Why? Because I need to tell you. I need to tell you that our world is broken. The Imperium, it has to blind us with faith and break our minds to stop us from seeing the ruin that it truly is. And it mustn't go on. That's why I had to do this. Why I must go on doing this. I have to do all I can to thwart the Imperium. To stop it making more monsters like us.
Hail. Maintenance ship 601 Delta.
Crucius, did you hear that?
Maintenance ship 601 Delta. This is Militarum vessel Avidius. Are you alive in there?
We've been found? Already? I don't believe it. I... Thank you, Crucius, for listening.